I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Why would the Trump administration want to destroy at least two major satellite programs that measure carbon emissions? Plans are apparently being drawn up that would have one of the satellites be made inoperable and burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, while the other, which is attached to the International Space Station, would be disabled. The data from the two missions is widely used not only by scientists to monitor climate change contributors, but by oil and gas companies and by farmers who need more detailed information about carbon dioxide and crop health. These two are the only two federal satellite missions designed and built specifically to monitor planet-warming greenhouse gases. Now, one of the benefits of this program turns out to be the ability to monitor plant growth globally. This apparently was a happy accident, as scientists quickly were able to monitor photosynthesis wavelengths, enabling them to set up plant growth maps globally. These missions are called Orbiting Carbon Observatories and are funded by Congress. So there are questions about whether any president can just say, burn up the satellites. That will have to be resolved, although the president seems to be able to do things by executive order these days. And this information being reported by NPR is so new that the White House hasn't commented, but it might be safe to assume it will say cost savings and that it should be done by private enterprise. But this does leave questions. Why, number one? Is this just another blatant attack on science by this administration? And has it thought this through politically? Will independent voters think an important tool in measuring climate change needs to exist during a time of obvious dangerous climate shifts? And farmers who voted in large numbers for Republicans, will they feel betrayed by the Trump administration? This decision doesn't appear to be final. Has the administration fully thought it through?